The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us. Just underway, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Manuel Rams streak for the basketball. Nice look underneath from Abby Davidson to Kiara Kilgore, puts it up and in. We started the game on the opening tip. It was won by Abby Davidson, but it went out of bounds. Manuel had it and then traveled, turned it over. Quickly back the other way, Tania Mack, and throws it, goes off of the hand, I believe, of Abby Lingenfelter. It's going to go back to Manuel. For the Streaks, they start the same way they have been. Kiara Kilgore, Abby Davidson, Caden Sladek, Abby Lingenfelter, Grace Nelson. For Manuel, the ball comes in to Ariana Bryant-Campbell. In the corner goes to Ananda Bassfield. Now on the drive is Eliza Randall. Drives in. We're going to have a
travel
called, so the second Manuel turnover.
Tom, against some of these girls' teams, it'd be nice if they created some kind of TV numbers on the jerseys, yeah, like they do in football, because the hair hangs down right over the number for some of these girls.
And exactly.
It's tough to tell when we have their back turned. They almost need a shoulder number. That should be
over
back.
Yeah, Streaks turned it over. Grace Nelson got caught up in the corner, tried to throw it off the leg of one of the Manuel players, and it actually went in bounds. And was it Abby Davidson diving for it?
And she grabbed it before it went over the half-court line. She would let it go, which I understand why she did it, because you can't guarantee that you're going to be the first one, too, if you let it go over the line. But
Capri Ferguson up and in for the Streaks, replacing Grace Nelson. Manuel with the basketball. First Streaks turnover. 6:50 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 2-0. Now tied at 2 as a drive by Tania Mack. She scoops it up and in right side, and we're tied at 2. Now a ball pass got knocked away by Mariana Williams, and the Streaks will have it just in front of our broadcast position near midcourt at the Fieldhouse. Kiara Kilgore to inbound. Streaks in their home, or excuse me, their road gray with white numbers and white trim. Manuel in their home white with black trim. Black and orange trim, black numbers. Capri Ferguson for the right wing. 17-footer is no good. Weak side rebound run down by Caden Slidek. Capri Ferguson lost the handle. Ball goes into the backcourt. And the Streaks turn it over for the second time.
Yeah, two turnovers now for the Streaks. Just getting a little sloppy with the basketball. We're seeing some pressure from the Rams. It's not as much pressure as we saw, for instance, against Moline. But the pressure bothering the Streaks here in the early going. Always tough this first game of the day when it's in the morning to get the sleep shaken off, and then the boys game went long, so you probably didn't get as much time to warm up as you wanted.
Shot blocked by Caden Slidek. It was put up by Tania Mack, and the Streaks come away with it. This is Kiara Kilgore, top of the key, spins back to the left. Left wing goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Out high, Abby Davidson on the left. Top of the key, Capri Ferguson. Nice pass underneath. Abby Lingenfelter puts it up. Couldn't get it to fall, but she's fouled by Tania Mack.
That was... Maybe she got some wrist, but it didn't look like she got a whole lot there. I thought Tania Mack actually did a good job of contesting that shot, but she must have gotten some arm, according to the official.
So Abby came up short on the shot. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. 5:56 to play first quarter. We are tied at 2. First shot is up and good. Well, that's a good sign. I don't think we've seen a first free throw made for the Streak so far this year.
Not this season.
Abby Lingenfelter, 5'9 senior for the Streak.
Been rough sledding for the Streak ball club at the free throw line.
Second shot for Abby is up and in and out. No good. Well, we jinxed her. And now a tie-up for the rebound. Nice hustle by
Streak ball.
Abby Davidson. And it's going to go back to the Streaks. They don't have the possession arrows turned off.
I think we're going to have a tough game here because the girl working the scoreboard, I heard her, overheard her say this is the first time she's ever done it.
Oh,
so
that's
this
fun.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
totally different people at the scorer's table than the norms we have. Left baseline, three-pointer up and no good by Capri Ferguson. Rebound comes down to the weak side to Mariana Williams. Manuel on the run now. This is Mack with it across midcourt, right side. Now between the circles being guarded by Caden Slide. It gives way to Eliza Randall. Now a steal by Caden Slide. Caden runs it down the right side. Uncontested, lays it up. Oh, missed it. Came up short with it, and the rebound comes down to Mack. Cadence, now the Streets come up with another steal. Abby Lingefelter, left side, gives to Kiara Kilgore. She'll fire the three. Good! That's the way to get it back. So the teams exchange turnovers. Four now for Manuel. Is that two for the Streaks?
Two for the Streaks, yeah. No turnover on that one for the Streaks. They missed a layup.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now a shot missed by Mack. Up, put it up, had a layup. Couldn't get it to fall. Kiara Kilgore with the rebound. Gives way to Capri Ferguson. 5:03 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2. Right wing, Abby Davidson. Out high, right side, Abby Lingefelter. Top of the key, Capri Ferguson. Backdoor pass, Abby Davidson. Turns up off the glass, too strong. And a rebound is run down. Loose ball, Kiara Kilgore puts it up. Got partially blocked. Rebound comes away to Mariana Williams for Manuel. Abby Davidson just didn't, as she came down with the pass and tried to go straight back up without setting herself first and getting turned around. Now a travel on Manuel.
Yeah, and the other thing was again, we talked about it last game, Tom. She's got to do a better job of squaring her shoulders to the backboard. She has a tendency just to try to shoot it over the rim. You're better off squaring up, using the backboard, using that square as to your benefit.
Grace Nelson back in for the Streaks. Alexis Edgerson in for the first time this afternoon. As Abby Davidson, Capri Ferguson get a break. This is Kiara Kilgore left wing. Not quite.
Not yet.
Close. Getting close. Yeah. Did I say this afternoon already? Yeah, we got about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
4.5 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Ball got knocked away.
Streaks' third turnover so far in this game, first quarter.
Ariana Bryant-Campbell to inbound, gets it in to Mariana Williams, and she traveled with us. So six turnovers now on Manuel.
Oh, and she goes down. Yeah, Mariana Williams is down in pain. She twisted that ankle.
Yeah, it looked like her foot kind of caught on the floor as she kind of lost her footing and turned an ankle.
We're going to get the head coach out here. I don't know. Oh, here comes the trainer. I was going to say the trainer should be here in the building.
So the Streaks trainer coming over to take a look, and she's writhing in pain on the floor. Yeah, you could kind of see it the way the foot just – the tread kind of stuck to the floor, and leg moved, and the foot didn't.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes you see that where it just looks like they get stuck, and the body doesn't stop moving.
So it's Mariana Williams, 5'6", senior on the floor.
The good thing is it looks like she still has decent mobility in it, so I think she just rolled it.
Yeah.
There's nothing grossly protruding or anything like that, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, in some pain, obviously, but she's moving the foot around. Well, still her coach is still looking at her. Trainer's there. Coach has got her hands on the ankle and feeling up higher on the bone. Just
coach
to see
Holly Nelson.
And I don't know if this is her first year. Maybe she might have been there last year. I don't think that's who it was when we
No,
were
it wasn't
a
2 years
ago.
She was not the head coach 2 years ago.
Yeah, because they've been through a few as of late. I can't even remember who the last one was. He had Janelle Polk for a while that had played at Illinois. And then somebody replaced her and I think was there for at least 3 or 4 years. And well, they're still looking at her. She's not writhing in pain like she was before. I think they're trying to make sure it's not up above the ankle, which didn't look. Now they're going to help her up. We'll see. No, she's partially up. We'll see. So it'll be Streaks ball coming out of the injury, as it was a travel on Mariana Williams. So the Streaks will have it. Six turnovers now on Manuel. 4:28 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 6-2 lead. First of two today. Later on, we'll take on the Champaign Centennial Chargers over back at John Field Gym. So she's up and put a little weight on it. They're going to help her off the court. Not putting weight on it, though. So gets a hand from both teams and the fans here. So they'll get her over to the bench, and we will resume play here this morning. This morning, I said it. I'm probably going to say this morning when we pass noon, though, too.
Probably. We're right near that number.
Yep. Streaks basketball, Alexis Edgerson. No, it'll be Grace Nelson inbound from the right baseline for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As we resume play here, inbound comes wide open under the basket. Oh. Abby Lingefelter short on the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in.
Well, at least she stayed with it. That's a tough one to blow the assist for your teammate, though.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is
carrying it the entire way up the floor. Wow.
Cross midcourt to, who is it, Genesis Neves, and puts a shot up. The whistle was way before the shot. Nope, they counted it. That was Antaya Taylor. That whistle blew before she got into the paint. They counted the basket, though, and I think she took another dribble before she took that shot. Well, the basket's up and good, though, by Taylor. That's her first basket, second for Manuel. Who'd the foul go on? I didn't even see. Of course,
I didn't see either, and we're in the wrong building.
Yeah, and we're not going to get it probably up on the board because the young lady that's, as I said, first time doing it. That is the first free throw is up and good. First team foul on the Streaks. Grace Nelson, right wing, picks it up. Top of the key, Caden Slidick. Dribbles to the right. She's going to take the wing, clear out now. Gets back out high to Grace Nelson. Grace dribbles left between the circles. Under four to play. Gets a pick from Abby Lingenfelter. Goes baseline. Penetrates. Tried to reverse it. Got tripped up. And Alexis Edgerson with a rebound and puts it right back up and in. Nice job by Alexis. Brought it down. Went right back up with it. Near turnover, but they get it inbounds to Antaya Taylor.
Well, Tom, one of the things we're seeing, the Streaks do a really good job is they're swarming the ball on offense.
Yeah, well, this time they got...
Not on defense.
Yeah,
though.
Got behind. It was Martea Ewing got behind and got an easy layup up and in. Quickly back the other way, Caden Slidick. And
they're going to say turnover. There's a lot of contact there by Brian Campbell.
Yeah, it looked like she got hipped out of bounds, and it's going to go back. That's what, the fourth turnover on the Streaks now?
Yeah, Cadence isn't going to win that battle very often based on the body size, but...
Okay, so who's Fortin? Martea Ewing is 14 now. Okay.
Oh, that should have been a turnover right there. She dropped the ball in bounds and then picked it back up, or it looked like it was in bounds.
And it comes to Taylor. Now Manuel breaks the pressure. This is Mack down the right side. Nice job by Capri Ferguson cutting her off. Now she comes back into the paint, puts up the five-footer, no good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound for the Streaks. She'll bring it up herself. Downcourt pass. Oh, nice look to Abby Davidson in the paint.
Travel.
Stops, gathers herself. Nope, you're going to call
travel.
The travel, though.
Yep, had happy feet.
Yep.
She tried to wait for that defender to go by, and she shuffled the feet. You just got to concrete them to the floor and let that defender go by and then go straight up.
Yeah, and I like the fact she was trying to stop again, like you said, let the defender go forward and trying to set herself for the shot. It was a great look, though, from Kiara Kilgore. 30-second timeout with 3:04 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 10-7. Well, this is the first of two today. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, the Streaks will take on the Champaign Centennial Chargers, and we'll go back-to-back over at John Thiel Gym with the Galesburg boys. They will take on the Limestone Rockets tonight in the finale of their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament. Our finale will be against Centennial. And in between, when we get done with this broadcast here, around 1:30 or so, we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini football. Illinois
battle for the hat.
Well, they've got Northwestern today, and the Illini have to win to have any chance of the bowl. It would be five wins, though, so who knows if they'll get a bowl anyway.
I mean,
we'll
go
see.
No.
You know, I didn't realize, so I read this morning on sports, Illinois has not beaten Northwestern for 6 years.
That sounds right.
Or, yeah, 2014, yeah, was the last
the
time.
Hat hasn't, Lincoln's hat hasn't resided in Champaign for quite some time.
Wow.
So is the game in Champaign? The game's in Champaign, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's at Memorial Stadium, yeah.
Isn't the state playoffs in DeKalb this year?
Yeah, they're in DeKalb this year. So, yep, that's right. So, they'll be – they said they indicated a 30-second timeout. They're taking a full.
Maybe they turned it into a mass timeout.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Champaign.
Okay. So, we'll see what Brett Bielema can do against Pat Fitzgerald today and the Illini and Northwestern coming up following our girls' broadcast here. When we get to the afternoon, how close are we? Oh, 4 minutes. All right, 3:04 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 10-7 lead. It'll be Manuel Ball off the Streaks turnover. Streaks bring out Caden Slidick, Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson, Kiara Kilgore, and Abby Davidson. Still waiting for Manuel to come out. This is a really long time. So it must have been a minute and a half then. They added.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that the scoreboard's not timing the timeout.
Oh, there's that, too. There's that, too.
I might be wrong, but with the newbie at the scoreboard, I'm sure she didn't hit the button. There's been no buzzer.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so it will be full court pressure from the Streaks and Taya Taylor to inbound for Manuel. Abby Davidson up on the ball. Oh, Abby got a hand on the inbound, but they finally ran it down. It was...
Good job, Capri.
Ewing. Now Capri Ferguson with a steal. Abby Davis, a nice look underneath to Caden Slidick, puts it up.
Wow.
Oh,
happy feet.
Wow. Did you think so?
I didn't see it, honestly.
She faked and spun back the other way. They called for a travel. I don't know.
I didn't see that one. I was marking down the steal and the turnover.
And now another one. Capri Ferguson puts up the little runner in the paint. Good. I think Abby Davidson got a hand on the ball initially, and then Capri Ferguson came up with it and puts it up and in, make it 12-7 Streaks. This is Mack. Left side it goes to Ewing. Fires a three. No good from the left side. Rebound brought down by Capri Ferguson, and she got bumped from behind by Ewing. That's going to be her first foul.
What do you think? Is Capri trying to put her name into the box for the Dave's Auto Body
Percent
Player of the Game here? A little flurry by Capri. Some couple steals, a bucket, a rebound.
See what happens here. A little spark for the Streaks. 12-7, 2:32 to play. First quarter, Capri Ferguson across midcourt, right side, bounces for Abby Davidson on the right wing. Gives out high right side to Kiara Kilgore, top of the key, Capri inside, it goes to Abby Davidson, spins, goes toward the basket, too strong, rebound off the hands of Alexis Edgerson, and Matt comes away with it for Manuel.
That's a shot that I'm sure Abby wants to become a consistent part of her repertoire. Nice job spinning back the other way.
And Capri with another near steal. They're both diving after it. It's going to go into the backcourt. Whose ball is it? I think they both touched it. That should be a jump ball.
Yeah.
I hope they're going to say Manuel hit it last. Mac. Good hustle again. Capri Ferguson knocked the ball away and diving after it into the backcourt.
Well, it feels like the Streaks have had a lot of opportunities to blow this game open. Still only a five-point lead for the Silver Streaks.
Inbound, Kara Kilgore.
Travel.
They're going to call the travel. Nope, they're going to call the foul.
Oh, wow.
Well, she tried. There was two defenders right on top of her, biting her on the manual bench once traveling. And, they're not going to say it was on the shot, though.
That's interesting.
I didn't see which one they called it on. But
I don't know. We don't have a PA announcer for this game either.
Into Caden Slidek, left baseline for three, short, rebound brought down by Abby Davidson, reverses up off the glass, no, gets her own rebound and gets hammered this time. She'll go to the free throw line. This foul is going to go against Ariana Bryant-Campbell. So nice job by Abby Davidson on the offensive glass, and she'll go to the free throw line. And Bryant-Campbell with the foul. Abby goes to the free throw line with two shots, 1:53 to play first quarter. 6-1 senior for the Streaks, first shot is up and good. Gets the friendly roll there. Her first point of the morning. 1 minute to go. Second shot is up and good. So Abby Davidson with her first 2 points. Full court pressure, long down court pass. Mack somehow comes down with it between two Streaks. Missed the shot, though. Rebound down, though, down to, second time Kara Kilgore. First time it was Martea Ewing. Now Caden Slidek, right wing, stops, fires 18-footer up, took an extra step, travel with it. So is that 8 Streaks turnovers now?
I have them for 7.
7, okay. That's right, I marked an extra one after when we didn't have one.
The phantom turnover.
Yep, 1:52 to play. Abby Lingefelter is going to check back in. She'll give Caden Slidek a break for the final 1:52 of the first quarter. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure again. It'll be Taylor to inbound for Manuel. And it comes to Coriana King in for Manuel. Now it's Ewing, look like she traveled, gets it across midcourt to Bryant Campbell. Now to Ewing, drives left baseline, bump by Capri Ferguson, shot up, reverse, no good, and the rebound comes away to Capri Ferguson. Streaks with numbers. Capri, right wing, one of the manual players slow getting
Streaks
up.
Streaks have a man advantage and don't realize it. Can't have that happen.
Nope.
Ewing was hanging out down at the other end of the floor. Streaks had a 5-on-4 advantage and didn't find it.
Nice give and go. It was Abby Lingefelter on the feed from Capri Ferguson. Abby lays it up and in. She's got 5 and make it 16-7 Streaks, 1:15 to play. Now shot up and no good. Fighting for the rebound is Abby Lingefelter, and it was Antea Taylor that missed the shot. Going after the rebound, possession arrow points toward Manuel this time.
Timber Schwartzman coming in the game for the first time. Cadence back in and Grace Nelson back in.
1:10 to play. Here in the first quarter, Streaks with a 16-7 lead. Mack to inbound from the left baseline for Manuel. Bounces inside to Coriana King. Puts
nice
it up
move.
And in. Quickly back the other way. Caden Slidek, top of the key. Grace Nelson. Thought about the open three. Nope, traveled. Yep. Didn't shuffle the feet before she put it on the floor. So there, I don't have to mark one down this time. Now it's 8 turnovers.
I'll tell you what, Tom. I don't know if these officials like talk before the game, but they are hyper sensitive to the shuffling of the feet. We've seen throughout the early season a lot of players get away with it, not in this game.
But we're not sensitive to the carrying of the ball. Right wing 3-pointer up and good
by
Eliza Randall.
Yeah. Cuts the streak lead down to 4, 16-12, 40, less than 40 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
Now a bump call is going to go against Coriana King. That's now, see.
Is it on her? Oh, yeah, Coriana. Jeez. The long hair, I thought it was 11, but it was 21.
Well, it's hard because what we had, they had 1, 2, 3, like 5 players where they had either different numbers and some players that aren't on the roster that were. And
Backdoor
pass, Kara Kilgore to Caden Slidek, lost the handle, but she's able to turn, gather it, puts it up off the glass and in on the left side. Nice play by the Streaks on the inbound from Kara Kilgore to Caden Slidek. Now, who's the push going to be called on? Kara Kilgore got called for a push on the far sideline in front of the scorer's table. That's her first foul. Second team foul on the Streaks. Inbound comes to Antaya Taylor for Manuel. Brings it across the timeline. Met by Kara Kilgore. Dribbles left to the left elbow. Kicks it out for a 3. Up and no good. That was by Ariana Bryant-Campbell. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Gets out to Grace Nelson. Grace down the right side. Pulls it back out between the circles for the Streaks. Gets a pick from Abby Lingenfelter. Top of the key, Jennifer Schwartzman. Trying to go underneath to Abby Lingenfelter. Overthrew her. It was good thought, but you can't, yeah.
Yeah, good idea, but you got to put a little bit more arc on it so it drops down to that backhand. She tried to kind of skip past it downtown or downstairs to her and just left it too high.
Now a steal by Cadence Leidick on the inbound. Gets it inside. Kiara puts it up. Can't hit, but the foul's going to go against Antaya Taylor for Manuel, and that's going to put Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line for two shots. Kiara with 5 points in the game on a 3 and a 2. Now 3.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 18-12. First shot up and good for Kiara. It was so odd that we did the whole season in here last year, that short season we had, but it still seems like a long time since we've been in here.
Yeah.
I would rather be at John Thiel, but
right.
That's all right. Second shot up by Kiara, and good. 2 seconds to play. Mack runs it down and splits the defenders, laid it up, just missed it at the buzzer. She
was
had a shot at it.
The clock was slow coming on because she got a long way in 3.3 seconds.
I think she took the inbound pass and went all the way. Well, we played one quarter of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Manuel Rams. It's Galesburg 20, Manuel 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Golly, Dad, are we ever going to get a new car?
I'm finished car shopping until the market levels out again. It's either you can't find what you want or you have to pay more to get it. Looks like we'll have to put it off, I guess.
Aw, gee whiz, Dad. How long will that take?
You won't have to wait a moment longer. Yemin Galesburg is going back to selling cars the way cars should be sold. Big discounts. Hundreds of vehicles to choose from. Prices will be slashed up to $10,000. Shop the Black Friday Blowout today and Monday at Yemin Galesburg.
Daddy, who is this guy and what is he doing in our living room?
Prices almost too low to mention. Like up to $10,000 off new 2021 Ram 1500 Crew Cab pickups. Used vehicles up to $3,000 off the internet price. And unlike most of the dealers in the area, Yem actually has hundreds of new and used vehicles. And they're ready to do what it takes to move them now. Shop the Black Friday Blowout today and Monday at Yem on North Henderson in Galesburg.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks for the basketball. End of the first quarter, 20-12, Streaks lead. Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Tom Meredith there, Gibson here at the field house. Abby Davidson, top of the key with it, who had Alexis Edgerson wide open under the basket, didn't see her, now gives to Capri Ferguson between the circles. Capri dribbles right. Gives to Cadence Leidick, top of the key. She dribbles left. Cadence down the left side, lays it up, and got it. Nice
good
move
take
by Cadence Leidick.
Strong take there by Cadence.
Full court pressure from the Streaks, 22-12. Streaks with a 10-point lead, and what's...
Timeout, 30, oh. Coach Nelson.
Okay. I was going to say, is she calling a foul from all the way over there? I was hoping not.
I thought maybe it was a travel.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Wasn't sure. All right, so Streaks lead 22-12, 10-point lead here. Nice move by Cadence Leidick out of the timeout or out of the end of the quarter break. And the Streaks with a 10-point lead, thanks to Galesburg Nissan. We are going to hit the road for some games this year, Eric. And when we do.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, next Thursday. When we do.
We go to one of my favorite places.
Yeah. Which one? I don't even remember. Where
Geneseo.
Geneseo. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Lovely. They're so hospitable to us
there. Yes. They'll probably make us broadcast from the hallway this time.
No telling. But we'll be driving a nice vehicle from Galesburg Nissan, and they always provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games, be it football, boys, girls, basketball. Gang there always does a great job of getting us around, getting us to the games. We're looking forward to that. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. Home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Manuel with the basketball out of the timeout. This is Mack. Penetrates inside the free throw line. Stolen away, though, by Alexis Edgerson. Alexis down the right side. Lays it up off the glass. Came up short. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Got it in. Streaks get a lot of second chances.
Yeah. It's almost like they're
bumping
up their numbers. Yeah.
24-12 Streaks with the lead. Mack across midcourt right side for Manuel.
Streaks would double them up. See if they can keep the run we're going.
Martea Ewing right baseline, fakes, looking for help now, and finally throws up a two-handed shot. Rebound gets wild. Finally, loose ball run down by Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the dribble. Right side, Abby Davidson in the corner now on the right side. Abby Lingenfelter right wing, top of the key. Capri Ferguson gets to Abby Davidson in the paint, turns, and got called for the travel.
Wow. I'm now wishing at the beginning of the game I had broken down our turnovers from travels to anything else, because I feel like we have 12 or 10 turnovers.
Yeah, and all travels, and I think
just about. Jeez.
So Streaks pick up with full court pressure. This is Mack. She'll run it down the right side across midcourt. 6:33 to play in the first half. Streaks with a 24-12 lead. Mack fires a three-pointer, airballed it, but the rebound comes down to the right side to Eliza Randall, but she stepped out of bounds.
I'm going to tell you right now that if Mack has the basketball, it's going in the air. Just be wary, because she's taken seven shots. She made the first one, hasn't hit one since.
She likes to shoot is what you're saying.
Yes. She has not had any issue putting that ball in the air when she's brought it up the floor.
Kara Kilgore spins back to the left in the paint. Five-footer's no good. Rebound off the hands of Abby Davidson and run down by Antaya Taylor. Taylor wants somebody knocked it away from Abby as she was bringing it down. Taylor on the dribble right side, and she's going to throw it up off the glass. No, and Capri Ferguson with a rebound. Oh, ball got knocked away, and Kara Kilgore picks it up. Kara down the left side, stops on the wing, nearly traveled there, nearly drug the pivot foot, and tried to swing it over to Cadence Lydick, but it's stolen away by Taylor for Manuel. She runs it down, puts it up off the glass and in right side. And there was a turnover that wasn't a travel.
Nope.
But 11 for the game. That's not good.
Unfortunately, live ball turnover, which led to two.
Capri Ferguson gives to Kara Kilgore. Top of the key, gets a pick from Abby Davidson. Stops, fires a 17-footer, right wing, way too hard, and the rebound comes down to Mack for Manuel. She'll bring it across right side, working against Cadence. Lydick penetrates. She's going to throw it up.
We're going to get a bump call against Cadence.
Ooh, because I saw Mack pushing off. Okay. Foul goes against Cadence Lydick. As far as we know, that's her first. There's one Streak player that has a foul that we don't know who it was, because that should be their third team foul.
Well, it couldn't have been Cadence's second, because Coach isn't in any hurry to take her out, one would think. No. This stage, he would be if that were the case.
Inbound comes to, let's see, that was 21 there. Coriana King gets it up and in. She's got four, make it 24-16 now, Streaks. Alexis Edgerson left side in front of the Manuel bench.
Nice
bounce pass here. Kilgore going to the basket up and in. What a great pass from Alexis Edgerson. She just sees the court so well. Quickly back to the other. Manuel turns it over. That was Mariana Williams. Just lost the handle on it. Good defense there by Grace Nelson. And what do we got? Nine on them?
I have 13.
Oh, 13. Oh, see, I missed some. Too many. Inbound comes to Alexis Edgerson, and now pushes to be called.
Yeah, I'm 14. I don't know.
Ewing.
Kind of surprised he even called that, to be honest with you, because
by the time he blew the whistle, Alexis was way away from her.
To the detriment of the Streaks, because
that's going to get a one-a-bonus.
The floor.
Yeah, so that's 17 fouls on Manuel. So Alexis Edgerson's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one-a-bonus. She's got 4 points in the game. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 26-16. Alexis Edgerson, 5'4", just a sophomore for the Streaks. First shot is up and too strong. Rebound tapped out by Kara Kilgore. Alexis Edgerson runs it down. Swings it over to Cadence Lydick. Thought about the three now. She did travel that time. Yeah, she
I'll tell you right now, if you watch Cadence and you watch Kara, when they catch the ball and they go to make their move, they both do the same thing. They flip the feet.
Yeah.
They just do that quick.
Usually too quick for the officials to see.
Yeah, quick scissor stop, and then unfortunately, in this game, they seem to be really watching for it.
Yeah, and maybe when we're sitting up top, it's harder to see, but you could see the daylight under her foot that time.
No, I've seen it in other games. Yeah. They haven't gotten called for it. So
air ball by Ariana Bryant. Campbell Streaks coming away with it. This is Alexis Edgerson. Another nice bounce pass to Cadence Lydick. Can't hit the shot, though. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound up off the glass and in. Seven for Abby, make a 28-16 Streaks, and now a reach is going to be called on Abby Lingenfelter, I believe. Yep. So Abby with the foul. And in for Manuel, Ananda Bassfield, 6'1 junior. She replaces Ariana Bryant Campbell.
I'll tell you what, Tom. One of my biggest issues was when players would come on the floor for the first time and walk on the floor
She's like, I don't really want to be
here. Yeah, Ananda did not look like she wanted to be in the game. She finally gets in the game. She just walked over to the corner. No hustle off the bench.
This is King on the dribble. Kicks it out high to Eliza Randall for three. Up and good.
Banked it in. Banked it in from the wing at that.
Wow, that's her second three of the game. Now Capri Ferguson right down the middle. Scooped it up off the glass and in. Went ran right up the backs of Manuel. They all had their backs to her. Capri Ferguson lays it up and in, 30-19.
Still trying to make that Dave's All by Crunchtime Player of the Game nomination strong.
Mariana Williams misses the shot, but the rebound came down to Basfield, but shot blocked, but they're going to call the foul, I believe, on Abby Davidson. Yep, goes against Abby. Maybe her first, maybe her second. We'll see. But at the free throw line will be Ananda Basfield with two shots. 6'1 junior that just came back into the game. I think she started for them, didn't she? Then came back in. First shot is up. Ooh, nice touch. Yeah,
I didn't think she started.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Also in Alexis Smith. And she replaces Mariana Williams. 30-20, Streaks with a lead. 3:49 to play, first half. Second shot up and got the nice roll. Basfield with her first 2 points, make it 30-21 Streaks. Capri Ferguson in the backcourt, gets it across, picks up, gives to Alexis Edgerson between the circles, dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, stops, trying to get it up, the ball got swiped away. I think that was Liza Randall that snatched it. Left wing, three-pointer up and no good, and that was
Coriana King.
Okay, King. I couldn't see the number. Now downcourt pass to Alexis Edgerson up off the glass and in. I didn't see who made the pass, though.
Kira Kilgore.
So Alexis Edgerson with the two. Assist to Kira Kilgore, 32-21, 3:12 to play here in the first half. Streaks with the lead. On the dribble. Down the right side, up and no good, Martea Ewing, and nope, Abby Davidson.
She
stepped on the end line on the rebound.
Saw that coming because she took a step back once she got that rebound, and I saw the official looking out at the end line. I'm like, yep, it's going to be a turnover.
Alexis Smith to inbound.
Every time they hand the ball to Alexis Smith, she drops it before she inbounds it.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. Coriana King missed the shot. Kira Kilgore with the rebound. This is Capri Ferguson across midcourt, left side. Picks up, left baseline, gives to Abby Davidson. Wide open underneath to Kira Kilgore with a left hand up and in. Nice look from Abby Davidson, Kira Kilgore. She's got 11 in the game. 2:41 to play, and the ball gets knocked away out of bounds as we go back to Manuel in the backcourt. 2:40 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 34-21 lead. In for Manuel the first time, Jaslyn Latta, a 5'8 senior. Also, Tania Mack back in for the Rams.
Ooh.
Here comes Mack in the backcourt. Another near travel there. Being guarded by Alexis Edgerson. Gets it across midcourt. Right side. Always goes right, too, when she brings it up. Now fakes left. Goes right and carried it. No call.
Great
missed
block.
The shot. And who was it? Was that Kira with the block?
No, Abby.
Abby. Okay. Kira Kilgore brings it down. Puts it up with the left hand. Too strong. Abby Davidson with the rebound. Gets hammered. And their coach wants a jump ball. Somebody got her on the arm. Well, I saw that. I'm not sure which one, though. Who are they going to call it on? There were a couple of white jerseys there. Is that 11? Okay.
11.
That's
so
Jaslyn Latta.
Latta.
With a foul. Abby Davidson goes to the free throw line with two shots. She hit her first two in the first quarter. 2:19 to play in the half. Abby Davidson, 6'1 senior. First shot is up. Gets the friendly bounce. They got her listed at 6'1. I think she's grown. I mean, it looks like it to me, or is it just me? I don't know.
I mean, she's head and shoulders above everyone else on the floor right now.
And even, you know, what was one of the first games somebody had somebody else listed at 6'1", and she was taller than her. Was it Freeport?
Yes.
Second shot up and good as well for Abby Davidson. And she'll get a break for the final 2:19 as Juniper Schwartzman checks in for the Streaks. In there with Capri Ferguson, Kira Kilgore, Abby Lingefelter, and Cadence Leidick. Full court pressure. And it comes to King. Four manual goes right. Every one of them go right. Can't dribble with left hand. You got to recognize that.
You got to cut the sideline off. Kira didn't get far enough over there.
Well, you got to force him to go to the left though, too.
Right. What you want to do if you're Kira right there, Kira just kept trying to squeeze her over to the line. You want to get your foot out of bounds before she gets to you, and then her only option is either to go right or to run into you. Kira did not get there in time, so that's her second, right?
Yeah. And it comes to Max. She'll walk it across.
She's going left right now.
Yeah.
Now she's
very briefly. Now back to the right. Stops at the free throw line. Steps back. Fires 18-footer and got the friendly roll. Landed on the back of the iron and kind of stopped and then fell down through. Second
it was
basket
a very nice crossover, though. She crossed over behind her back as she stepped back.
Capri Ferguson gives to Kiara Kilgore. Gets a pick from Juniper Schwartzman. Goes right. Stops on the baseline. hesitation dribble, now reverses, and they say she stepped out of bounds.
It's 15 turnovers in the first half for the Streaks.
1:43 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 36-23 lead, even with all those turnovers.
The positive thing is that the Rams only have 4 points off the Streaks' first 14 turnovers. So,
like you said, what, only one live ball turnover?
Right.
This is Mack across the court right side, and she traveled with it. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
How many is that for them?
That is 14. I have 14 for them.
Okay, that's, I was right on theirs. So we come back the other way. Alexis Edgerson inbounds to Grace Nelson. She'll set the offense for the Streaks.
We thought that boys' game before ours was choppy. Yeah.
Alexis Edgerson dribbles right, stops right side, pulls up with a 14-footer. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Mack for Manuel. I like what she did there, though. That was a nice move. Pulled up with a nice jump shot.
Well,
just to get it to fall.
Players don't do that anymore. If you're wide open in the mid-range, you got to have that mid-range game to hit that little 8 to 10-footer.
Mack on the dribble. Wow, that's got to be a foul. Yeah, offensive foul against Ananda Bassfield. She reached out and rammed, gave a cross-body check to Cadence Leidick. And that's 15 turnovers now on Manuel. Yeah, Cadence took a shot on that one.
Well, and good for Coach Nelson. She's explaining what she did wrong instead of trying to just say that it wasn't her fault. She's saying you can't move into your screen.
Well, and also you have to blame that on the guard. You've got to use the
pick.
You can't, you know, sometimes the person setting the pick will try to help out. Cadence Leidick can't hit the shot. Mack saves it inbounds. I'm going to say she stepped on the end line, so it'll go back to the Streaks. But, yeah, I've harped on that for years. If you're setting the pick, use the pick. You can't go way around them because sometimes they're going to end up with a foul because they're going to try to step out and help you out. That's illegal. Grace Nelson inbound to Juniper Schwartzman. Can't hit the shot, but to getting her on the arm was King, I think. I just see the long hair. Yep, that's King. Coriana King with her second foul. And Juniper Schwartzman goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks with 46.6 to play in the half. We made it to afternoon. It's already 12:20 now. First shot for Juniper, up and good.
Nice.
Her first point of the afternoon.
Juniper uses the one-handed approach pretty much on her free throw shots. Kind of balances up on the right hand and pulls that left hand away pretty early.
Second one up and perfect.
Wow. Both of them look very pretty.
37-23, full court pressure from the Streaks. An ear steal by Cadence Leidick. Getting the ball back was, who is that on the floor? It's Taylor.
They're going to use a timeout. Full timeout.
We'll take one as well. 39.5 to play in the first half. It is Galesburg 38, Manuel 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Out of the Darkness Walk, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Dom Giordano of WPHT will be filling in for me with coverage of the big news stories of the day right here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight at 9 on WGIL.
39.5 seconds to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Manuel Rams 38-23. First game of the day here for the Streaks. They'll play again later this evening at 6 o'clock at John Field Gym. We're in the field house for this one. Boys will play right after the girls tonight. Down to earth, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along here this afternoon. Very sloppy first half of play.
That's an understatement.
Streaks in control.
A lot of points scored, though.
Yeah.
You know, considering how sloppy this first half has been, the teams have combined for 61 points.
This is Taylor across midcourt, gives to Mack out on the right side. She'll pull it back out with 30 seconds play. They're going to work for one. Now she's just going to look for a shot for herself. Nope. Yep. Steal, though, by Cadence Leidick. Nice job by Cadence. Down the left side, fake stops and gets hammered by, let's see, that was Deja Williams. Or no, that's Taylor. Is that a two or a one?
I think it's Deja Williams.
Nope,
you're right.
It was
okay, Taylor.
It was Antea Taylor.
And
so that's at least her second.
Antea Taylor.
So Cadence Leidick to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and short with 21.8 to play in the half. Cadence Leidick, 5'7 senior, second shot up and good. She's got six in the game. or 5, excuse me, and make it 39-23. Or was that 40? That should have been 40, shouldn't it? Wasn't it 39?
No, it was 38.
Okay. Now a steal by Grace Nelson. Grace down the right side, up, and, nice block by Mack, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. That's one again, Mack. She made it look pretty, but all she had to do was grab the ball.
Right.
And she knocked it out of bounds, and Streaks get it back with 8.6 to play. Grace Nelson to inbound into Abby Lingefelter down on the right block. Gets bumped, kicks it out to Alexis Edgerson. Fires from right on the three-point arc. In and out, no good. Rebound to Bassfield for Manuel. And a mid-court shot off the glass, no good. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 39, the Manuel Rams 23.
Did Bassfield chuck that one?
No, it was no, I think, I'm trying to find which one. I think it was King.
Okay.
I think.
I looked up and the ball was already in the air, so I couldn't tell who shot it.
All right. Well, one half of basketball in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead, 39-23. We'll come back with our halftime report, talk about the first half, run down halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future. Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, world-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at the Field House. Tom Erdith there, Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Manuel Rams 39-23. Galesburg outscored Manuel 20-12 in the first quarter and 19-11. In that second quarter. Just an interesting half of basketball. As you said, Eric, the Streaks scored a lot of points. But, man, 15, we end up with 15 turnovers in the half.
Yeah.
That's that makes it tough. Although, again, we wasn't a lot of points off turnovers because a lot of them were travel calls. But, you wonder what could have been. And then, you know, it seemed like we had a lot of missed bunnies as well. Did get some second chance looks and got some of them back up and in. But could be a little bit bigger score. But the good news is we have a 39-23 lead at this point.
Right. And the Streak shot the ball pretty well from the free throw line. They had – they, as a team, had 16 points off of Manuel Ram turnover. So that's one of the biggest differences here. The Streaks have a 16-point lead, and they have a plus 12 in the points off turnovers, with both teams being fairly equal in turnovers, 15 for the Streaks, 18 for the Manuel Rams.
Well, the Streaks lead at 39-23, first of three games here on WGIL today. The boys were supposed to be playing at 12:30. They were supposed to take on Chicago Wells out of the Public League, But they backed out. This was, when was our last game? Tuesday night? Maybe it was even last Saturday that they announced that they were backing out, not going to be able to come down. And
really?
Yeah. So
they sent their sophomore team, but they didn't come as a varsity?
Apparently. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Because that was the Wells that played before this game, right?
No, that was Limestone. Mm. That was Limestone. Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay.
I just had it open to their page. I was looking at the
roster. I gotcha. Yeah, no. I was thinking that was Wells.
Yeah, no, that was Limestone. So, yeah, so they decided to back out, and don't know why. And I know Coach Chad Thompson and Eric Matthews, athletic director here at Galesburg High, were looking for a replacement, couldn't find any, so they had to drop that game. So the boys will play Limestone tonight following the girls' game with Champaign Centennial. And, of course, that game will come to you around 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip-off, and the boys following our game tonight here on WGIL. In between, once we get done with our broadcast, we'll send it to Illinois Fighting Illini football as they're hosting the Northwestern Wildcats. Streaks lead at 39-23. We'll come back and bring our halftime stats in the second half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build a place that will serve families and children throughout the area. This is Noelle Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library. The new library will be a place to grow, play, and discover, from a children's program room and reading nook to a homework center featuring computers and study rooms for students. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library. Because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. So put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer.
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod. Ingenuity, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The official WGIL forecast. Some sunshine today, a high of 50. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 28. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 41. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 26. Monday, partly sunny and a high of 49. In downtown Galesburg, it's 43 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Manuel Rams 39-23. The sophomore boys win it here earlier today at the Fieldhouse. They defeated Limestone 65-59. Time to take a look at our halftime stats. We'll start out with scoring. Streaks were led by Kira Kilgore with 11 points, 3 twos and a 3, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 7 points for Abby Lingefelter, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Alexis Edgerson, 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 5 points for Cadence Leidick, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Abby Davidson on 4 for 4 from the line. 4 points for Capri Ferguson on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Juniper Schwartzman on 2 for 2 from the line. Streaks with the 1-3 in the first half. And as we said, the best they've shot from the free throw line so far this year, 9 for 12 in the first half, but 15 turnovers.
I had him 10 for 13.
Gee, oh, 10 for 13? I must have been. Okay, 2, 4, 6,
because
eight, nine.
They hit 13 twos, 1-3, and then 10 free throws to make 39.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, there's 10. Okay, you're right. Yep, 10 for 13. I think I missed cadences. So 10 for 13. But still, best they've shot from the
right
line so far this year, that's for sure. Manuel, not a whole lot of scoring to talk about. They're balanced. 6 points for Eliza Randall on a couple of threes. 5 for Antaya Taylor. 2 baskets and a free throw. Let's see. We've got 4 points for Coriana King. Couple of baskets, 4 for Tania Mack on a couple of baskets, 2 for Ananda Bassfield on 2 free throws, 2 for Martea Ewing on a basket. Let's see, 2 3-pointers and 3 for 3 from the free throw line to go along with her 18 turnovers.
Yeah, 18 turnovers for Manuel, 15 for the Streaks. Neither team doing a great job of taking care of the basketball. Streaks do have the rebounding lead, 25-13, including 11-4 on the offensive end. Manuel shooting the ball 9 of 29 from the field, 2 of 6 from distance, so 7 for 23 inside. 4 points off turnovers, as I said earlier. Streaks 14 of 33 from the field, so they're shooting the ball really well from the field right now. 1 of 3 from downtown. They've gotten 16 points off turnovers, and pretty much that's been the difference in this one so far.
39-23 is the Galesburg lead here at halftime. Manuel with about 40 seconds on the clock, getting back out on the floor as of yet. Well, I think they were kind of late to the party coming out to warm up in the first place, but they're still not out here yet, and the Streaks going to huddle up, getting ready to start the second half, and there's the buzzer. Now Manuel's coming out, so they're not even going to get to warm up at all. I would have hated that as a player.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It never happened. We always were out in time to warm up for the second half. I mean, you sit in the locker room, and you're not really cold, but you still move around again some after sitting. Anyway, so we'll start the second half here. Galesburg comes out the same way they started the ball game. Kara Kilgore, Abby Davidson, Abby Lingefelter, Grace Nelson, and Cadence Leidick. And Manuel will have the basketball to start the second half. It will be Ariana Bryant-Campbell, Mariana Williams, Tania Mack, Mantia Taylor, and Ananda Basfield. And it comes to Mack. Didn't she just take a step?
I'm pretty sure she walked right towards the official.
That's what I thought. And a three-pointer top of the key banked up and in by, who was that? Was that Williams?
Williams.
Mariana Williams with the three to start the second half.
They have three threes in the game, and two of them have been banked in.
Abby Davidson out high, gives to Grace Nelson between the circles. Manuel benches into it now. Yelling for their team to D up. Abby Lingefelter out high right side, gives to Grace Nelson between the circles. Abby Davidson on the give and go. Nice look from Grace Nelson. Abby Davidson gets her first basket, and she's got six. Make it 41-26 Streaks. Now Mack down the right side. Shot blocked by Abby, and Abby brings down the rebound. Abby Davidson, nice job defensively.
The perfect way to block a shot. She only blocked it enough to get it away from the offensive player and then got it right back.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Ball got knocked away from Kara Kilgore. And in the paint, shot up and no good by Taylor, but gets her own rebound. Went over the top of Abby Lingefelter there. Just it came back far enough that Abby had to reach back for it. And Taya Taylor comes away with it and resets for Manuel. Yep. Carries not. We like travels. We don't like to call carries.
No.
That's been going on for years now. It just drives me nuts. There again, right there. Every time she's dribbling, she carried. In fact, one time I think she caught it on her hip. But you can't dribble. You can't put your hand on the ball.
Didn't we have an official tell us that if that's their normal dribble?
Yes, I had some. Yeah, which years I'm ago, like, it's like, if there's a natural dribble, it doesn't matter. It's still a violation.
It's never been true ever before in the history of the game.
And if you start calling it, guess what? They won't dribble like that anymore. If you call it every time they do it, you know, who cares if they have 40 turnovers? Down the left side, Taylor makes a nice pass to Basfield. She can't hit the shot. Abby Lingefelter with a rebound for the Streaks to Grace Nelson. Down court it goes to Cadence Leidick, right wing. Cadence penetrates to the right elbow, gives to Grace Nelson. Inside it goes to Abby Lingefelter. Nice bounce pass for Abby Davidson. Can't hit, but she gets fouled by Basfield. That was a great sequence there by the Streaks. Grace Nelson to Abby Lingefelter to Abby Davidson, and she's going to go back to the free throw line with two more shots. Foul one against Basfield. That's at least her second. Abby Davidson, the senior at the free throw line. First one is up and good. She got 7 points, 6 of them from the free throw line. Basfield's going to go to the bench, walking off the same way she walked in. In the replacing her, Eliza Randall, 5'5 junior. Second shot for Abby Davidson. She is 6 for 6 from the free throw line and 8 points in the ball game. 43-26 Streaks. Mack dribbles right, now back to the left. Now she's handling more with her left than she did in the first half.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if the coach said something to her.
Now Taylor bounces over to Randall. Now gets to Williams. Wow. Air ball the shot. Ended up being a pass. And the shot up and no good on the rebound. Put back by Ariana Bryant-Campbell. Streaks come away with it. Kara Kilgore down the left side. Stops and
Who got that board for the Streaks at the other end?
It was Kara.
Kara.
But she tried to make the stop. And I think she was a little indecisive of what she was going to do because I think she was going to go to the basket initially. She stopped and picked up the pivot foot. So that's the second turnover in the second half on the Streaks. 17 for the game. But they hold a 43-26 lead with 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
can't usually say that your lead's equal to your turnovers when the turnovers are this high. But.
Now a steal by Caden Slidek down the right side. Hesitates, gets it up off the glass, and she knew somebody was coming, and it was, who was that? Taylor. And she kind of double clutched on it. Now quickly back the other way. Mariana Williams runs down the left side, lays it up and in.
Coach Massey's calling a timeout here. I don't think he likes what they're doing defensively.
30-second timeout. So, Caden Slidek with the shot down on this end. She's got 7 in the ball game and make it 45-28 streaks. 5:10 to play here in the third quarter. Again, we'll pick up Illinois Fighting Illini football when we wrap up our broadcast here this afternoon. And more Silver Streaks basketball later on this evening. The girls against Champaign Centennial, about 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock tip. And then the boys will take on Limestone tonight. And Brad and Jeremy Prickwell will be there for that one. So we'll go back-to-back tonight from John Thiel Gym. Kira Kilgore to inbound from in front of the scorer's table in the backcourt to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Bounces for Kira on the left side. Out high to Abby Lingenfelter. Abby Davidson between the circles to Grace Nelson out high on the right side. Gets to Abby Lingenfelter down on the right block. Kicks out to Caden Slidek. 18-footer is up. No good. Rebound is knocked away and stolen by Kira Kilgore. Up off the glass. No good. And we got an injured player. And what's the call now? They calling Abby for going over the back?
Well,
apparently, Abby Davidson, she went up high for the rebound. They called her for a push. As one of the manual players, it was Entaya Taylor, went down and had an ankle issue. Now she goes off the court. So Abby Davidson with her second foul, I think. And in for Galesburg, Alexis Edgerson will replace Abby Davidson.
She's going to go small here.
So we got Abby Lingenfelter and Kara in there, but also in is Capri Ferguson replaced Grace Nelson. 4:44 to play in the third, 45-28 streaks. This is Mack out between the circles, gets a pick, and that's going to be a foul called on. It was a moving screen, Ariana Bryant-Campbell. All she had to do was stand there, but
right.
She moved up into Kate
Slidek. She put her shoulder in.
So another manual turnover. Is that just her second for the half?
Yes. Alexis got the ball. They had some space to the baseline, decided to pull it back, though.
Now she's got it between the circles, dribbles right, gets a pick from Abby Lingenfelter, pulls it back out to the wing, top of the key. Kara Kilgore fakes the three, drives down the right side, little runner-up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it on the floor, leans up and under it with a left hand up and in. 13 for Kara Kilgore, make it 47-28 streaks. Nice move by Kara. Couldn't get the first fall, got her own rebound, kind of went up and under on the second.
13 points, 10 rebounds.
Now Capri Ferguson a little over-aggressive. She was trying to slap at the ball, and as she did that, Mariana Williams pulled it back and Capri got a piece of her. That's her first foul.
So a double-double for Kara Kilgore here.
And it'll be Mariana Williams inbound from the near sideline in front of us here. And it comes to Mack near midcourt. She'll bring it over to the center circle, working against Caden Slidek. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 47-28. Mack fakes left, goes right, drives down, finger rolls it up and in.
It's the easiest two she's had all game.
One basket each quarter for Tania Mack. Now Caden Slidek gets inside to Kara Kilgore. Left hand can't hit, but she gets pushed. And I believe, let's see, I think it's, is it five?
I think it's going to Campbell.
Yep, Ariana Bryant-Campbell picks up her third foul now. And Kara Kilgore is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. 13 points in the ballgame. How many rebounds now?
10.
And the first free throw is up and good. 48-30 streaks, 3:45 to play third quarter. Second shot for Kara is up and good. She is 4-for-4 from the free throw line here this afternoon. 49-30 streaks. Down it goes to Bryant Campbell. Leans in. Shot blocked by Kara.
Oh, they're going to get Kara for a push.
Oh, my goodness. She went straight up after that, and Bryant's a much bigger body, and she kind of bounced off of her. Got called. Wow, that's her third foul. Mack will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Randall. Now gives way to King. Can't hit the shot. Rebound. Abby Lingenfelter. Capri Ferguson to Kara Kilgore running the floor.
Battled.
Stops. Yep. Tried to stop but took an extra step. I think she wanted to switch and go up with her left hand.
Yep.
And travel with it.
Just got caught in between right there, the sophomore.
Mack quickly back the other way, leans in. No foul either way there and missed the shot. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound. Capri Ferguson on the run. Down the middle, scoops it up, straight on, off the glass and in. Nice job by Capri. as she saw the defense turn their back, and she just followed right up the middle, put it up and in, 51-30. That's not an easy shot straight on using the glass. They tell you to try to go to the side, but she went up a little bit further out. Now it's Williams, kicks it over into the left corner.
Double dribble.
And losing the handle.
Whatever you want to call it.
King. Yeah, caught it.
I don't think she lost the handle. I thought she wanted to pull up for the three, then thought better of it, and then forgot she had a right dribble the way she looked.
Abby Davidson back in. She'll give Abby Lingenfelter a breather with 3:02 to play in the quarter. 51-30 streaks. Back in for Manuel. Jazlyn Latta will replace Ariana Bryant-Campbell. Capri Ferguson will set for the streaks. Met at midcourt by King. Cross left to the center circle. Bounces for Alexis Edgerson.
Ooh,
got dangerous pass. Got it inside to Kara Cougar. Nice block by Mack, but Kara stepped out of bounds on the rebound. Mack's got some ups, man. She gets up really well. She's on that block and the one she had on who Cadence River was earlier.
Not only that, but she gets up quick.
Yeah.
She's not one that has to take a second to gather. She gets off the floor in a hurry.
19 streaks turnovers with 2:42 to play in the third. Williams on the dribble, left wing, nearly traveled. Now it's going to be a manual turnover. That 22 on them?
Yeah. 41 turnovers combined between these two teams.
Inbound to Capri Ferguson, getting some pressure on the backcourt from King.
This is almost like back when we used to run the system.
Yeah. Mayer's getting bodied up, gets it off to Cadence Vladek in front of the streaks bench. Cadence picks up now. Now Kiara Kilgore out between the circles. Caden Slidick in the right corner, drives in, leans in, and gets hammered by Latta.
It's her second.
And that'll put Caden Slidick at the free throw line for two shots. She's got seven in the game, 1-for-2 from the line in the first half. 51-30 streaks, 2:19 to play in quarter number three. Abby Lingenfelter back up, as is Grace Nelson, waiting for the first free throw attempt. First one up and rolls around and through for Caden Slidick. And Capri Ferguson, Kiara Kilgore will get a break with 2:19 to play here in the third quarter. Caden Flydick, 5'7 senior at the free throw line. Second shot is away and good. Nine in the game for Cadence. Full court pressure, and it comes to Williams. Gets off to Randall. Randall gets across midcourt right side, nearly stepped out of bounds, gets it off to Latta. Latta out high right side, working against Abby Davis. Wanted to fire a three and then made a pass to King. King drives right baseline, reversed it, and missed, just about hit the shot, but they're going to call a foul, I think, on Alexis Edgerson.
Probably a good idea by Latta there to decide not to shoot that three. She had Abby Davidson right in her face. She looked up at her a couple times and thought, can I pull this over the top of her, and then thought better of it.
She wanted it.
Yeah.
Alexis Edgerson's first foul and go to the free throw line will be Coriana King.
And Latta's not short. I would guess her at, what do you think, 5'10"?
Well, let's see. They actually have her. Oh, they have her listed at 5'8". She looks taller than that.
Yeah, I think she looks taller than that, too.
Got a little bun on top of the head that adds a couple inches. That bun's about 6'1", though.
Right.
First free throw no good for King. Eyes the second one. Kind of a two-handed push shot. Missed it. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound. She's got to be getting close to double.
Eight.
Close to another double-double. Cadence Leidick has to reel in the pass, brings it back out high, and bounces for Grace Nelson, a dangerous spot. But Mack's going to get up, pick up a foul. That's her second. And the Streaks will have it on inbound here on the near sideline.
Streaks definitely have to identify where Mack is because she's playing the passing lanes really hard right now, trying to get those steals.
Alexis Edgerson to inbound. Oh, nice backdoor pass. Caden Slidick lays it up and in. Oh, I thought
that
was going to be too hard.
You almost jinxed that one.
I almost did. What a nice look from Alexis Edgerson. Nice move by Caden Slidick. Went backdoor on the far side. 55-30 streaks. 1:36 to play third quarter. Now a steal. Actually more of a turnover by King. And Caden Slidick comes away with a... Now Grace Nelson between the circles. Left wing to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Grace Nelson. She'll reset for the streaks. Bounces for Abby Lingenfelter. Hands off to Alexis Edgerson. She'll penetrate left elbow. Splits the defenders on the left side up. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Grace Nelson. Now she lost a handle on it. And Manuel comes away with it. 1:07 to play in the quarter. 55-30 is the streaks lead. Now Lotta's going to fire that three. High off the back iron. No good. And that should have been over the back.
Oh, geez.
Wait a minute. The ball went off of King, knocked the ball away from, went over Alexis Edgerson's back and knocked it out of bounds, and they're giving it back to Manuel.
Yeah, I don't know how you get to the point of saying that was off the streaks.
I mean, you could get by with not calling a foul there, but definitely got knocked out of bounds by King. And it comes to Lattice. She'll fire from just inside the three-point arc and got it. Maybe the three's just out of her range. 55-32 streaks, 45 seconds to play in the quarter. Grace Nelson across midcourt. Now between the circles, picks up, gives to Alexis Edgerson, top of the key, dribbles right, gets picked from Abby Davidson, stops, fires just inside the two-point arc. Good. Inside the three-point arc, excuse me. Good. Alexis Edgerson with eight in the game. On four baskets, 57-32 streaks, 25 seconds to play. Latta left side for Manuel. Randall just standing in the corner, like wide open, nobody guarding her because Abby Davis had dropped off. Now, finally, Latta throws it to her, and she's going to fire the three. No good. Weak side rebound goes to the four, and Abby Lingenfelter comes away with it for the streaks. 10 seconds played. Abby Davidson running the floor on the pass. Grace Nelson lays it up and in, and she's fouled. Abby Davidson with a two and a chance at the traditional three-point play. Nice feed from Grace Nelson. Abby Davidson, nice job running the floor. I didn't catch who they called it on. Might have been Latta. If so, that's her third. Abby Davidson with 10 now and a chance to make it 11 with 6.7 to play here in the third quarter. Her shot is up and good.
Nice. Shooting the ball really well today.
7 for 7 from the line for Abby Davidson. 5 seconds to play. This is Max. She's going to take it herself on
the
dribble.
See if she knows.
Yep. Now she fires a three left side. Missed it at the buzzer. We've played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streak 60. The Manuel Rams 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season. Or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Getting ready to get the fourth quarter underway. Streets lead 60-32. They'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Kiara Kilgore, Lily Clark in for the Streaks, Capri Ferguson, Abby Lingenfelter, and Juniper Schwartzman. We'll get a two or a three here, and we'll have a continuous clock. Free Ferguson dribbles left, goes to the left baseline, penetrates up off the glass, can't hit it. Abby Lingenfelter with the offensive rebound, but it's taken away by Randall for Manuel. Gets it to King. King drives right baseline, swings it over and out of bounds to nobody. Threw it to the official over by the Manuel bench. Haven't had quite the turnover ratio we did in the first half.
No, but climbing.
Yeah. Capri Ferguson with it. Works against King in the backcourt. A lot of bumping going on. Dribbles left. Now back to the right. And now we're going to have the foul call on King. They both went flying.
That's her third, right?
I think so. Brianna King, I've got three. And that's going to put Capri Ferguson at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
And the running clock.
We could use that. So Capri Ferguson at the free throw line. 5'7", junior for the Streaks. 7:29 to play here in the ball game. And the first one bounces off, no good. Rebound off the hands of Juniper Schwartzman. Finally able to pick it up, puts it up off the bottom of the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes out high. Capri Ferguson right side to Juniper Schwartzman, lost the handle on it. And Manuel gets it back. Now a reach is going to be called on Lily Clark. So while the Streaks had a couple of cracks at it there, end up turning it over with 7:20 to play. They don't want us to get to that 30-point mark.
No.
And let's see. We've got.
Ooh, nice defense by
Caleb
Lily
Pendergast
Clark.
Getting ready to come in.
Double dribble.
Yeah, Mac And then she
traveled.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. She double dribbled with the basketball.
Yeah, she stopped, picked it up, right?
I don't think Lily Clark ever touched it. She fumbled with the basketball, picked it back up and started dribbling it again.
And then Mag drove down the middle and stopped and slid on her foot. And instead of calling the travel, they called the foul on Lily Clark.
Wow.
Okay, Max, and Mac hurt herself on that too.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was very awkward looking. Now, illegal screen. This one's going to go against Brian Campbell, I think. Yep.
Yep.
It's her fourth.
So another manual turnover. I'm running out of room in my turnover column. Okay, so
they
into
are
the
up
streaks.
To 25 now. Streaks almost turned the ball over there because Caleb Pendergast wanted to throw the ball in, and Capri wasn't looking at her.
Now, Capri down the right side. Oh, should have taken the shot. Tried to bounce for Lily Clark, and the streaks turned her over. Yeah, that time she should have gone to the basket. The defense kind of dropped off and tried to make the pass instead. So, Kayla Pendergast in. Also, Addie McLaughlin in for the streaks. Along with Juniper Schwartzman, Capri Ferguson, Lily Clark. This is Mack for Manuel. 6:44 to play. Mack just wants to dribble around now. Show off the handles, I guess. Well, she wants a shot is what she eventually she's going to put it up and does and didn't get it to fall. Rebound off the hands of Juniper Schwartzman. Randall runs it down for Lily Clark just picked up her third foul. Oh, that's unfortunate. Reaching in looked like Randall had lost the dribble and Lily reached in. They say she got a piece of the arm. And that's now seven on the streak. So that's going to put,
Mariana Williams.
And she'll go to the free throw line with the chance of the one and bonus. So Mariana Williams for the Manuel Rams.
Oh, that's
a lot of dribbles.
Yeah. A low dribble, too.
Yeah, dribbling out in front of her one-handed. Missed the shot, though, but the rebound comes down to, that was Taylor missed the shot, and Lily Clark comes away with it for the streaks. Lily gives way to Capri Ferguson. Back to Lily Clark, right side. Down on the right block to Juniper Schwartzman. Turns, kicks back out to Lily Clark. Now she lost a handle and comes away. Collins gets it, and now Lily's going to – oh, no, they call it jump ball. Possession arrow.
No clue who it goes to, though, because the possession arrow is not on. Yep. It's going to go back to the Rams.
In for the streaks is – I thought Addie McLaughlin was in. Who did I have? Oh, no, it was Antonio Kistler. Antonio Kistler is in. Now Addie McLaughlin comes in for the streaks. And she replaced Capri Ferguson. This is Mack on the dribble out high, met by Lily Clark. Dribbles left. Stops, pulls back. Two-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound, though, down to Williams. Back to Mack. Fires a three from the baseline. Missed that one. It's going to fall out of bounds and go back to the streaks with 5:44 to play. No score yet here in the fourth quarter.
Both teams have had a slew of opportunities, too.
The Rams starter still in. Juniper Schwartzman out between the circles. Right side it goes to Addie McLaughlin, and the streaks turn it over.
It's 25 turnovers now for the streaks in this game.
Quickly down the other way. Shot blocked by Lily Clark.
Gosh.
Oh, no, they're going to call a blocking foul. They call.
Jump back up, Juniper. Though, was in Taya Taylor.
Is it Juniper that got the call?
Yep. Yes.
That's her first foul. I know Lily Clark was standing there. I don't know if it was going to be the fourth on her or not. So at the free throw line, and Taya Taylor. With two shots, first one is up and short.
New player, Crowder, coming in for the Rams.
Kiana Crowder, 5'6 senior. She replaces Eliza Randall. Second shot up, and there's the first point of the fourth quarter. And Taya Taylor for Manuel make it 60-33. Now we need a three-pointer. Cross midcourt, right side. Addie McLaughlin leans in, can't hit, but gets hammered. And there's a couple of white jerseys there. Who's it going to go against? With 5:20 to play. Oh, now I can't see.
21, King. Okay, Coriana King, that's her at least her fourth.
My scorebook is such a mess from moving around and different numbers. And first free throw, no good for Addie McLaughlin. She'll have another. 5:20 to play. Second shot. High arcing shot is good. 5'7 sophomore for the streaks. Make it 61-33. This is Mariana Williams on the dribble. Working against Addie McLaughlin. Hands off to Mac.
There's
now
a
Little
fourth.
Clark picked up her fourth foul. Oh, goodness. In for Manuel is Deja Williams, a 6'1 senior. So she's standing next to Kayla Pendergast. Kayla's 5'10", and they're the same height. When they were standing up next to each other, they got her listed at 6'1".
Oh.
Free throw for Mac up and good.
She'll get the second one, the bonus.
So she's had a basket in each of the first three quarters, now a free throw here in the fourth quarter. And the second is short. Rebound. Oh,
oh
shot blocked.
Gosh.
Shot blocked by Kayla Pendergast, but they call a foul. And that's going to put, let's see, that is Deja Williams at the free throw line.
Yeah, she didn't even know she got to go to the free throw line.
Apparently she doesn't play too much. First free throw up and good.
Wow. That shot looked good.
Her teammates excited for her, that's for sure.
Tom, we've been playing this fourth quarter now for how long, and we've only made it down, not even 3 minutes in of game time.
And hit the second one as well. Yeah, it's almost 1 o'clock now. 5:03 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 61-36. Don't think we're going to get our continuous clock. Kayla Pendergast gives way to Antonia Kistler. Nearly lost, and there's a foul. That's going to go against Antaya Taylor.
And this is the tough thing now with the continuous clock is that if we start getting all these little fouls, everybody's at the free throw line.
So Antonio Kistler, 5'8", sophomore, will go to the free throw line. It'll be two shots now, both teams with 10 team fouls. So two for Antonio Kistler.
Kistler's first trip to the free throw line, I believe, this season and as a varsity player.
First one, high arcer, bounces off, no good. 61-36, Streaks lead. First of two games today. Second shot is up and no good. Rebound tapped up and grabbed by Taylor and Taya Taylor for Manuel. Dribbles down the right side, goes baseline, kicks it to Mack, and she lost a handle on it. So another Manuel turnover. Lily Clark down the right side for the Streaks. Looks for some help. Gets it out high right side to Addie McLaughlin and lost it in the backcourt. Taylor picks it up, leans in right side, short with a shot, and Addie McLaughlin with a rebound. Now she's fouled from behind by Taylor. God, she's got to be about out of the ballgame, isn't she? Nope, that's only three, I think.
So all I have is three, but again, we had some issues getting some of them early on. So
that's going to put Addie McLaughlin at the free throw line.
She split a pair just a second ago.
So two shots are added with 4:28 to play. Streaks have only scored one here in the fourth quarter thus far. Well, it's good that Coach Massey actually gets to rest the starters for this entire fourth quarter as Addie McLaughlin hits the first with another game coming up later tonight. Checking in for Manuel is Alexis Smith, 5'5", senior. Nice artwork on the lake there. Second shot up and good. For
Addie McLaughlin. There you go, Tom.
Oh, our first palindrome, 63-36. Yes, finally a palindrome in this game. We like them when they're that wide of a margin.
Right, exactly.
This is Mack out high on the left side. Stops inside the free throw line. Steps over to the side. Puts a shot up, no good. And a rebound stolen away by Deja Williams. Now, Manuel loses ball. They're going to say it went off of the Streaks last. I think Kayla Pendergast got a hand on it last. It's going to go back to Manuel with 4:07 to play. 63-36, the Rams lead. Back in for Manuel is Martea Ewing. She replaces Mariana Collins, or Williams. Mack to inbound. It comes to Ewing in the paint. Puts up a little five-footer, no good.
Over the back.
And it's going to go back to really just going to say it went out of bounds as it was it looked like Deja Williams was over the back of Kayla Pendergast, but the ball went out of bounds. Going to go back to the Streaks. Under 4 minutes to play now. Addie McLaughlin brings it up for the Streaks. Right wing, it goes to
Deja Williams doesn't know who she's guarding. So if the Streaks can find Kayla Pendergast, they're going to get a layup.
And there's Juniper Schwartzman with it. Got a bump and put it in. Pass from Addie McLaughlin. And Juniper Schwartzman took some contact going up, put it up and in. And make it 65-36, Treese.
On the precipice again.
First basket for Juniper, 3:37 to play.
First field goal for the Streaks in the fourth.
Now Mack misses the 12-footer. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Down court it goes. Losing the dribble on it was Antonio Kistler. I think she was too wide open and got a little excited seeing the basket there in front of her.
27 turnovers for the Streaks now.
Either that or she thought, we don't want those guys to get a continuous clock. Could have been that too. I don't know. She thought that far ahead. This is Ewing
Travel,
on the dribble.
No call.
Picks up. Gives right side. Banked it in. Oh, just a two inside the three-point arc from Alexis Smith. That was an ugly-looking shot, but it was effective. Now 65-38. Down the right side. Nice move by Addie McLaughlin. Are they going to count the shot? Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor, but she'll still get two shots. And foul goes against. That was Alexis Smith. So Addie McLaughlin goes back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's 3-for-4 here in the fourth quarter. First one is up and good. And for the Streaks, Soraya Boyd, 5'8 sophomore. And also Addison Peck, a 5'10 sophomore. Second for Addie is up and good.
High
arcer. Came down with snow on it. And puts it up and in. 67-38 Streaks, 2:53 to play here in the ball game. A carry not called, and the ball got knocked away briefly by Soraya Boyd, but they were able to get back.
Travel.
And the Mack travel with it, going to the basket. With 2:44 to play now, Streaks put one in for us. Eddie McLaughlin will bring it up for the Streaks. Cross midcourt right side, gets to Kayla Pendergast. Now Soraya Boyd out high, and got it stolen away. And Smith travel, no call. Now gets it back. Now goes to the floor, going to have a tie-up. Nope, that's a travel. Again. Another travel on the pass. Now Smith runs it down. And really, really, she gets a layup up and in. You're going to call a foul on Soraya Boyd after three. All the traveling you called in the first half and sliding across the floor three times here. You're
and
not
going to
call it. Rolling across the floor. Soraya Boyd picks up the foul. Alexis Smith goes to the free throw line.
Well, it looks like Tanaya Mack's done for the game.
Probably Jaslyn
Mulata comes back in.
So Alexis Smith at the free throw line with a chance to convert the traditional three-point play and missed it. Rebound comes down to Addison Peck for the Streaks. Gets to Addie McLaughlin. She'll bring it down. Lily Clark and the pass went right through her hands, and the Streaks turn it over again. With 2:19 to play, leading 67-40.
You had to make a comment about seeing the turnover rate at the same pace as the first half.
I should have never
mentioned that. Just had to say it.
Should have never mentioned the continuous clock either. Ewing dribbling around, finally gets it to Smith, and she travels. Oh. There we go. But, again, we go to that last sequence where we ended up with a basket and a foul.
28 turnovers now for Manuel, 29 for the Silver Streaks.
Addie McLaughlin down the right side, lays it up and in. Nice job. No defense collapsed on the weak side. Didn't see her coming. She laid it up and in. She's got 7 all here in the fourth quarter. 69-40 Streaks with a lead. 1:42 to play.
You realize you're going to get that continuous clock with about 30
exactly.
seconds left.
Running down the right side. Shot up and no good. That was Ewing. Streaks come away with it. Soraya Boyd on the left side. Leans in, up off the glass, no, but she's fouled, and it's going to go against Kiana Crowder, I believe. I think we had a collision after the shot between Soraya Boyd and Kayla Pendergast. Saw Soraya putting her glasses back on and Kayla holding her head. They're laughing about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the bench is cracking up. So
they're both laughing about it, too. So Soraya Boyd at the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. And first one too strong. 1:28 to play. Will she or won't she?
I have faith.
5'8 sophomore. Nope, missed it. But gets her own. Oh, thought she had her own rebound, but getting another to take it away is Ewing. Ewing right side on the dribble. Fires a three-pointer. Good. Well, we're not going to get it now. Ewing with her first basket of the second half. She had one basket in the first quarter. 69-43 Streaks, 1:10 to play. Addie McLaughlin on the dribble out high. working against Ewing. Picks up, gets to Kayla Pendergast, top of the key. Kayla dribbles right, stops on the wing, fires an 18-footer. Good! Could have used that earlier. First basket for Kayla Pendergast, and make it 71-43, 52 seconds to play.
This is the kind of start to the day that tournament officials hate.
Yeah.
Back-to-back long games.
Yep. This is Ewing with it for Manuel. Top of the key, dribbles left, now back to the right. Down the right side of the lane, scoops a shot up, no good. Rebound taken away by Deja Williams. Puts a standing flat-footed, put the shot up and in. Deja Williams with four.
Oh, her teammates definitely love her, that's for sure.
Yeah. Down the left side, Addie McLaughlin with the left hand up and
nice
in.
Move.
Nice job by Addie. Make it 73-45, 15 seconds to play.
She's on the verge of double figures.
Yep. Put her name on the list for the day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 7 seconds to play. Now Alexis Smith, the three-pointer. Did she bake it
she
in
did.
Again? My goodness. The angle, it didn't look like it was going to be anywhere close. It somehow banked in, but the game comes to an end. Final score, Galesburg 73, Manuel 48. Wow. That angle, it looked like there was no way that was going in. I don't know. It just caught the glass just right.
Yep.
So Alexis Smith with the three-pointer. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Streaks win it here 73-48. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Streaks win at 73-48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
When you're ready to buy a truck, you'll find what you're looking for at Yem in Galesburg. This is Sarah Yem. We've got acres of pre-owned trucks waiting for a good home, and you'll find lots of different makes and models. Ford F-150s, Toyota Tundra and Tacomas, a handful of Ram and Chevy 2500s, even a great selection of budget trucks priced $20,000 or less. When you're ready to buy a truck, your first stop should be at the area's truck headquarters, Yem on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you work at Kohl's Diamond Gallery, it's hard to imagine a Christmas gift better than something that'll come in one of our signature black boxes.
With over $1 million of new inventory in stock, our cases are literally overflowing with breathtaking jewelry at up to 70% off.
Diamond stud earrings, chocolate diamonds, colored diamonds, the Levion line, Simon G.
Silver, rose, and gold pieces, watches, sunglasses, and estate jewelry. We have something special for every taste and budget. And the KDG girls are here to help you choose and wrap it up pretty as you please. I'm Buffy.
I'm Shelly.
I'm Olivia.
And I'm Jess. And we can't wait to find out who you're shopping for and help you find the perfect present to put under the tree.
If you bring a donation for our toy drive, we'll double the value and apply it as yet another discount to your purchase, up to 10% off.
And through November, we have Black Friday doorbusters every day.
Stop in today and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery girls help you make this a holiday that's unforgettable. Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 370 East 7th, downtown Galesburg.
We're not trying to just splash in on Black Friday. Here's the thing with the all-new Ford of Galesburg, you know, it's more than that. We want to offer the customer a great selection, no gimmicks, family-friendly atmosphere, and just doing the right thing. This is Brian McGee. We want to make sure that we're fully transparent. The customers can see exactly what they're getting for their dollar. No surprises. It's that simple.
Happy holidays. This is Mike Glasovich from the new Ford of Galesburg. We have some great holiday prices on our selected pre-owns. 2016 Ford Mustang EcoBoost, Competition Orange, Black Books 26, Ford of Galesburg price $22,500. Great financing rates equal low payments. Stop by and see us at Ford of Galesburg.
We do wish you all happy holidays at the new Ford of Galesburg. West Main and Linwood Road in Galesburg.
Tax title license dot fee extra.
The official WGIL forecast. Some sunshine today, a high of 50. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 28. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 41. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 26. Monday, partly sunny and a high of 49. In downtown Galesburg, it's 43 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerdiff, Eric Gibson. You know, I was wrong. I thought Champaign Centennial was the Champaign team that wore the maroon. They're the team that wears the
They're the
Carolina blue and, mm-hmm. and navy blue.
No, you were thinking of the maroons.
Yeah,
Champaign
exactly.
Central.
Exactly. That's why. Yeah, that would be why. Okay. Yeah, they're the maroons. These are the Chargers. Okay.
Yep.
They're out here getting ready to play Springfield. So the Streaks win it here this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 73, Manual 48. First game of two today for the girls and one for the boys tonight. Girls and boys will play back-to-back at John Field Gym a little bit later on. And when we're done with our broadcast here, we'll pick up Illinois Fighting Illini football as they play host to the Northwestern Wildcats in Big Ten action. So the Streaks win it 73-48. And, my goodness, you look at the turnover stats and you think that couldn't have been a blowout win, but we shot the ball fairly well, shot the ball really well from the free throw line overall. So I guess our points off of their turnovers was, really the big difference.
Yeah, it was. And it just a great job by the Streaks to come out. And, early in the game it was really sloppy, but they just kept pushing forward. They were able to score some buckets on those transitions off the turnovers. So that was a big key to this game. And then, unfortunately, the turnover numbers are going to look terrible, but
yeah,
they weren't as bad because a lot of the ones in the fourth quarter came after the game was out of reach. There were nine there in the fourth quarter. The game was pretty much decided at that point.
Well, and honestly, in our, five games so far this season, the lowest amount we've had is 12.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a bit of a problem so far with this team. A little bit excessive today. But, yeah, again, it was a little bit different. The officials were all over the traveling calls early on. And like you said, there's some games that some of the things we were doing, that doesn't normally necessarily get called.
Right.
But they were definitely looking for it today. But I wish officials would look for the carry.
Right. This game would probably take another half an hour if they called carries.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project, as Streaks coach, head coach Evan Massey, making his way over our direction. As the Streaks win it, 73-48 was the final score. Somebody stopped him to talk to him right before he got here. So he's on his way. He was coming this direction. Streaks outscored, were outscored in that final quarter 16-13. That was after, we were almost, 3 to 4, at least 3 minutes in before somebody scored in the
right.
fourth quarter.
Right.
Something like that.
and that includes the buckets, too. I mean, yeah, we didn't have a field goal for a long time in that quarter either. It was all just free throws early on.
All right. So, Coach, still stopped up here. 73-48 final. We'll run down our post-game stats coming up in just a bit. Now, Coach is making his – yep, he got partially away. Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Maybe I should show the person talking to him with a microphone and just hand it to Coach.
Right.
All right. Well, he'll be coming here momentarily. So we'll run down the post-game stats. Of course, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Man, what a game for Kara Kilgore, though, in just three quarters. And, in fact, all three of the Streaks players were in double figures, three of the starters, all in just three quarters of basketball. So
yeah,
that was pretty impressive once again.
And Eddie McLaughlin almost got the double figures just in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
She finishes with nine.
Yeah, and all those in the fourth quarter. Just waiting to chat with Coach Massey here. Well, hopefully after tonight's game he won't get stopped because we won't have time to get him on because we'll have to get to the
right.
boys broadcast. Okay, well, here he is. All right. and joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. First, coach, congratulations on the victory. Kind of an interesting game, a lot of turnovers, and it was a really interesting, as Eric had mentioned during the broadcast, so many dead ball turnovers because of a lot of travel calls early on, so there wasn't many points off turnovers for them. But on the other hand, a lot of turnovers, and you guys were getting a lot of points off their turnovers.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because we practiced Wednesday morning, and then we have Thursday off for Thanksgiving, and then we come back. And I thought we looked very winded. I thought that we looked tired real early, but maybe it was part of we were creating more of a frantic pace and things and with it. But, yeah, disappointing of all the turnovers. And a lot of – some of them were traveling, and some of them were just bad decisions.
Shot the ball pretty well. Shot the ball well from the free throw line. So some good things out of this. And like I said, points off turnovers. You took advantage when they turned it over. And you actually forced a lot of turnovers as well.
Right. I think we need to start working on the bank threes.
My goodness, that last one, at the angle we were sitting, I thought there's no way that's going anywhere near making it. And just hit, I don't know how she got that angle off the glass there. I couldn't have done that if I tried.
It was, yeah. Yeah, you know, they're athletic enough that they get up and creates problems for you with their defense. And we've got to be better as far as, you know, handling the ball and taking care of things. I was disappointed. We didn't run real well. I thought our wings got – it's kind of thing where they – I think when they took off, they thought there's not going to be anyone back and I can go right to the basket instead of recognizing that they needed to spread it out a little bit and let the post fill the inside.
Well, with two games today and just a few hours in between, it was nice to get your starters off the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely nice to get a little bit of rest and, you know, come back against the Centennial team. And, you know, again, I think they're kind of struggling early in the season and, you know, hopefully we can make them struggle some more.
Well, the other thing, you talked about how athletic Manuel was, and your girls that came in the fourth quarter got kind of a taste of that, the quickness and the speed of the game from their starters for the most part.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, Manuel's got a couple of players that are, you know, really, number one is really an effective player.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and we will talk to you in just a few hours.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks won it here this afternoon. 73-48 was the final score over the Manuel Rams. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down some post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower, and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back here at the field house at Galesburg High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Manuel Rams. 73-48 was the final score. Let's run down our post-game stats. We'll start with scoring for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Kara Kilgore led the way, the sophomore, with 15 points, four twos, a three, and four for four from the free throw line, all in three quarters of play. also in three quarters of play for the other two starters in double figures. Abby Davidson with 11 points, two baskets, 7 for 7 from the free throw line for Abby. 11 for Cadence Leidick, 4 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Again, all in three quarters of play. Abby Lingefelter with 7 points on 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Alexis Ederson on 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 9 points for Addie McLaughlin, who's said all in the fourth quarter, a basket and 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Capri Ferguson, 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 4 points for Juniper Schwartzman, a basket, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Soraya Boyd got to the free throw line and could not make one. She was 0 for 2. Streaks 22 for 31 from the line. Just the 1 3-pointer in the game. For Manuel, nobody in double figures. 7 points for Tania Mack on 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 7 points for Alexis Smith, including that crazy banked three-pointer at the end, and a couple of two-pointers, 0 for 1 from the line. 6 points for Antaya Taylor on 2 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 6 for Eliza Randall on 2 3-pointers. 5 points for Mariana Williams on a 2, a 3, and 0 for 1 from the free-throw line. 4 points for Deja Williams on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Coriana King on 2 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Ananda Bassfield on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Had him for 5 threes, 7 for 13 from the free throw line.
29 turnovers for the Streaks, way too many. 28 for Manuel. This game was just sloppy to the nth degree, but fortunately for the Streaks, they end up with 24 points off turnovers. Manuel only scored 6 points off 29 streak turnovers. Just could not convert, and that really was the story of the game. That's a plus 18 for the Streaks just in that category. Streaks were also plus 20 in the rebounding discrepancy. 46 for the Streaks, 26 for the Manuel Rams. Streaks 18-14 edge on the offensive boards. Manuel shot it fairly well, actually, all things considered. 18 of 58, not great, yeah, but they were 5 of 14 from downtown.
Yeah.
And I think...
And to what, three banks?
At least three banks.
Yeah.
If not four.
Oh,
Streaks,
man,
shot the ball even better, obviously, in a game like this. 25 of 51. Streaks only attempted three threes in this game. They were 1 of 3, yeah, which from the games that we've seen so far this season, that I'm pretty sure that's the season low so far. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Addison Peck had a couple of rebounds. Juniper Schwartzman had 2 rebounds to go with her 4 points. Abby Davidson, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. Abby Lingenfelter, 7 points, 10 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Cadence Leidick, her 11 points, she also had 4 steals, 1 block, and 2 rebounds. You pretty much can chalk up Cadence for 3 or 4 steals a game minimum. Addie McLaughlin scored 9 points there in the fourth quarter, 1 assist and 1 rebound as well to go with those 9 points. Alexis Edgerton, 8 points. She also had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Capri Ferguson, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals. Grace Nelson had a rebound, an assist, and a steal, even though she didn't score. Kiara Kilgore, double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. And Lily Clark contributed a steal and a rebound.
All right, so the Streaks win it here this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 73, Manuel 48. Come back in our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
No, we're not there yet. Put your seatbelts on.
Patsy, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the holiday shuffle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, when you're all crammed in the car to go see relatives during the holidays.
Oh, yeah. How about this one? You should have went before we left.
Not bad.
Thanks. Got that one for my dad. It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center in Galesburg with a few more holiday travel tips to make driving a little easier on you this season.
The holidays are the worst possible time for your car to break down. Have your mechanic give your car a thorough check before a long trip.
Keep some emergency equipment in your car, like a flashlight, blankets, jumper cables, even a shovel, and kitty litter for traction if you get stuck. Make sure your cell phone's charged up, too.
Drive safely and try to make it fun. Pop in some Christmas music to get everyone in the spirit. And remember that the holidays are a time to celebrate family.
Oh, I got another one. Do you want me to pull this car over right now?
Hey, that's good. You don't mind if I use that one, do you?
From all of us at Bates Collision Center in Galesburg,
have a safe and happy holiday.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. a free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Streets win it, 73-48, the final score. I know the Centennial has a short bench also, just four players on their bench. We're already looking. There's players on the floor with numbers that aren't on their roster. We expect that for Manuel.
But. Right.
Oh, wow. Well, the Streets win it, 73-48. Our final order of business here to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, of course, Kara Kilgore, another just to what she does, double-double this time, 15 points, 11 rebounds. I mean, Abby Davidson, 11.7 rebounds and, two blocks as well. Caden Slidek, as you said, every game you're going to get three or four steals or more from her, 11 points score along with that. I mean, Abby Lingenfelter, great job on the boards, double figures in rebounds today. We mentioned Alexis Ederson again, that little spark. But this other player, little spark off the bench for the Streets when it was a really, really close game and then came in and really did some stuff early on in the ball game.
Well, it's what we kind of talk about at times, Tom. The words, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and the question is, when is crunch time?
Right.
And in some games, it's early on. In some games, obviously, it's what you would typically think is crunch time right there at the end. This is a game that the Streaks were able to get some distance by halftime and ended up with a 16-point lead at halftime. So the crunch time really was in that early in that first quarter, and Capri Ferguson came off the bench at a time when the Streaks were having some turnover issues and were having some issues getting the ball up the floor, and she comes out and played like gangbusters there for a minute or two and got she had that stretch where she got the two steals and the bucket, and then she came back, got a defensive rebound. Then she came back another time down the floor and got an assist. So she finishes with 6 points, three rebounds, two steals, and one assist. We're going to name the junior Capri Ferguson our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. So congratulations to Capri Ferguson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, that's going to wrap it up for a little while anyway. We'll be back over John Thiel Gym around 5:40 for the pregame and a 6 o'clock tip if things are running on time over there. We'll see. A lot of games today, so we'll see if it's running on time there. And we'll be back-to-back, the boys and the girls, Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with the boys' game following the girls' game tonight. The girls set to take on Champaign Centennial. The boys set to take on Limestone to wrap up both sides of the Thanksgiving tournament here tonight. Well, coming up, we've got Illinois Fighting Illini football. Streaks win it here 73-48. Capri Ferguson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That's going to do it. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ayrton saying good afternoon from the Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.